Good afternoon. Am I speaking to Miss Isabel McCready?
Please calling.
It is James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish Regis application. How are you today? You okay?
I'm all right, fine. What can I do for you?
It's just a quick call. Just before I'm able to proceed with it, I just need to confirm data protection. Could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
15 9 67.
Brilliant. And your postal address?
14 Horsford Drive, IV30 60Y.
Brilliant. And can you just confirm to me your email address if possible?
No, I can't actually. I can't remember
No problem. Can you just confirm your mobile number instead then?
0752278786.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Miss McCready.
Just a new email I got.
No, it's in relation to some further information that Argyll and Bute Council are requesting in relation to retrieving your records from them. Could you just confirm for me, if possible, if you know the address or the town where you was living prior before you was placed into the care system?
I lived in Belfast with my mum.
You was living
And then I went up. I was staying at Kirkrose Assessment Centre.
Okay, no problem. Do you remember where you was living with your mum? What town you was possibly residing under? In Fife?
Kilsyth. Commonwealth and Kilsyth District Council.
Kilmarnock.
I lived in Kilsyth, Kilsyth.
Okay, no problem. It should be, just be sufficient enough with just letting them know that you was residing in the area of Kilmarnock. So what I'll do is I'll get back.
Kilsyth, not Kilmarnock. Kilsyth, K-I-L.
K-I-L.
Why?
Why?
It's Kilsyth.
Hold on a moment.
Kilsyth.
Sorry, could you just repeat that just one more time for me, if that's okay?
Kilsyth.
And it's
Cumbernauld. We were under the Cumbernauld District Council.
All right, brilliant, no problem. I'll relay that information back to Argyll and Bute so we can see if we can retrieve your records. The next time we'll give you a call, Miss McCready, would be to book you in for a witness statement. So we'll just give you a call to see which date and time is best available for you. Is that okay?
Oh, I said I'm on oxygen and everything now. I really do not go out the door.
Yeah.
Because I need to take oxygen and everything with me.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, that's perfectly understandable. What we could possibly do is, when it comes to your witness statement, you'll be able to confirm with us in writing that you'd want somebody to relay on your behalf, because obviously, due to your problems with breathing and being on oxygen, it could be obviously a difficult and strenuous phone call for you. So when the time comes, we'll make proper arrangements so it's comfortable
that's
for
right.
you. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yes.
Brilliant. No worries. Have a lovely day, Miss McCready.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.